With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Republican National Committee could soon move to declare former President Trump the presumptive 2024 nominee for the party's presidential nomination. A draft resolution to declare him the GOP nominee is currently being considered by the party, despite Nikki Haley's vow to stay in the race. RNC members could vote on the resolution next week in Nevada. The governor of Texas is in a standoff with the Biden administration over the use of razor wire to help stop the unregulated flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. The Texas National Guard is continuing to add more razor wire along the Rio Grande section of the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Governor Greg Abbott says Texas has the constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders. More than 20 governors are standing in support of Governor Abbott. Also at SRNnews.com, the Federal Trade Commission launches an investigation into the relationships between the nation's big tech providers and new artificial intelligence companies. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Government antitrust regulators have ordered cloud providers Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, along with AI startups Anthropic and OpenAI, to provide information about their investments and partnerships. FTC Chairwoman Lina Khan.
We look to promote fair competition and protect Americans.
Khan says the FTC is scrutinizing whether relationships between these firms will exert undue influence.
Will this be a moment of opening up markets to fair and free competition?
Or will a handful of tech giants
concentrate control over these key tools?
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The state of Alabama has put Kenneth Eugene Smith to death by nitrogen hypoxia, the nation's first execution by this new method. He was sentenced to death for a 1988 murder. This is SRN News. The American Family Association is sounding an alarm about new federal rules for the foster care system that would make it impossible for Christians to take children into their homes.
What the regulations propose is that no foster care agency would be allowed to place a child with foster parents if those foster parents did not affirm their, you know, LGBTQIAP+ identities.
Abraham Hamilton is general counsel for the AFA.
What you essentially have transpiring for the Biden administration is an effort to ultimately purge the ranks of foster care providers of those who actually adhere to a biblical position on sexuality and identity.
He says Christians need to contact their congressmen and urge them to block the Biden administration plan. There are also legal remedies. Last year, the Supreme Court struck down a similar effort by the city of Philadelphia. This is SRN News. In-N-Out Burger will close its first location in its 75-year history.
And the reason? A wave of car break-ins and robberies at its only restaurant in Oakland, California. The company has taken repeated steps to keep its customers and employees safe, but they continue to be regularly victimized. The affected restaurant is in a busy corridor near Oakland International Airport and will close on March 24th. Denny Warnick, In-N-Out CEO, says the company feels that the frequency and severity of crimes encountered by customers and employees leaves us no alternative but to close the location. John Scott reporting.
A current and former law partner to Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor leading the 2020 election case in Georgia, have been told to expect a subpoena to testify at a hearing next month on whether he and the DA who brought the case should be disqualified over their alleged affair and financial ties. Sources say Fonnie Willis is also expected to be subpoenaed. More at SRNnews.com.